Thank you. I'd next like to invite Dr. Penelope Brock from the Great Ormond Street Hospital to the podium.
Good morning, everyone. I'm delighted to be able to present to you the interim results of the SIOPEL 6 study. This is a phase 3 trial looking at the efficacy of sodium thiosulfate in reducing ototoxicity in patients with standard risk hepatoblastoma receiving cisplatin. And I'm presenting on behalf of the study committee and the whole of SIOPEL. This is a very good group of children to try and add in an otoprotectant. Because hepatoblastoma occurs at a very young age, and Li et al. In 2004 already showed us that under the age of 5 years, there is a 21-time risk of getting hearing loss. Overall survival is good. There is a specific tumor marker, although actually we now know that the rate of descent is very different to germ cell tumor and doesn't carry any prognostic interest. 60% of children get over a Brock grade 1 hearing loss from the data from SIOPEL 2 and 3. This was presented at SIOP, but I'm sorry, it hasn't been published. In these young children, many of you know that hearing loss has a devastating and lifelong impact on quality of life and development. And this is true for the low grades, not only the high grades of hearing loss. So the objectives of this study were to assess the efficacy of STS in reducing hearing impairment, but also to very carefully monitor any potential impact of STS on response. And in order to do this, we asked our independent data monitoring committee to look at the results at every 20 patients, 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100, to check that we could continue this trial. The study population is as expected. Pre-treatment extent of disease 1, 2, and 3 are all considered low risk in hepatoblastoma. And the primary endpoint is centrally reviewed absolute hearing threshold at the age of 3.5 years, which is the gold standard. And the final results of this will only be available next year. So I am presenting today the secondary endpoints of response, resection, EFS, and OS. Long-term renal function will also be next year. This is the Brock classification of hearing loss, and it's maybe important to mention that Brock grade 0 is not equivalent to normal hearing, and compared to other more recent scales, which we hope to study as well in the future in this trial cohort, it may underestimate hearing loss. This is the design of the study. All children received a diagnostic biopsy, and both tumor and blood was stored. The blood is being sent to Liverpool as part of a different MAGIC study to look at the pharmacogenetic predisposition factors for ototoxicity. Cisplatin in this SIOPEL study was given over 6 hours, and what is really important is that the STS was delayed to 6 hours after stopping the cisplatin, and this is to enable the cisplatin, which has a short half-life of 30 minutes, to have its maximum effect on the tumor before adding in the STS. Sodium was monitored carefully in these very young children, and in case of progressive disease, physicians were advised to stop the STS and add in doxorubicin. So this is the consort diagram. There were 116 children registered, 113 randomized. That gave us 53 in the cis arm and 60 in the cis plus STS arm. There were 52 evaluable in the cis arm for the intention to treat analysis and 57 in the cis and STS group. However, because STS was not available in 4 situations, we have 52 evaluable per protocol in the cis arm and 53 evaluable per protocol in the STS arm. We consider, and our statistician Rudolf Maybach suggested, that this is the best group when we want to address the non-inferiority question to look at for this analysis. So the patient characteristics, the per-protocol population, age, AFP, and sex, all very similar. You will note that the pretext 1 was more prevalent in the STS arm, and this could not be avoided because we stratified the randomization pretext 1 and 2 versus pretext 3. Patients were recruited between 2007 and 2014 from 53 centers in 11 countries. The response evaluation in this study was in line with COG studies, volume shrinkage, but also a decrease in serum AFP of more than one log fold below the original measurement. Stable disease, no tumor volume change, and a decreasing serum AFP of less than one log fold. Progressive disease, any increase in size or increase in AFP. Last month, we had our SAPEL Spring meeting, and Rebecca Myers presented us some data with Howard Katzenstein's study on AHEP-0731. And this is in line with our own unpublished data from SAPEL 1 and SAPEL 2 and 3, which shows that actually in hepatoblastoma, AFP fall is not of prognostic value. So I was asked to go and also analyze this study with our previous SAPEL response evaluation criteria, which was any fall in AFP and any fall in tumor volume. And so that is what we're presenting today. So this is according to the SAPEL 6 response criteria, partial response 54% and 40%, stable disease 46% and 60%. If we look at the early response criteria, we get figures much more in line with our previous SAPEL studies, partial response 94% in both arms and stable disease 6%. Response criteria after four cycles, the SAPEL 6 response criteria, including the one log fall, partial response 77% and 68%, stable disease 12% and 19%, and progressive disease 10% and 9%. If we look at the early SAPEL response criteria, again, we get results that we would expect, no stable disease after four cycles of treatment. Resection after preoperative chemotherapy, partial hepatectomy was possible in 92% in both groups. Liver transplantation was required in 8% in both groups. Status at the end of treatment, complete remission, 85% and 91%. One death in the cisplatin arm, unfortunately that was a surgical death. Status at last follow-up in this per-protocol population, complete remission 92% and 94%. Unfortunately, four deaths in the cisplatin arm, three due to tumor, one in the STS arm due to tumor. These four tumor deaths were interestingly in patients with pretext 2 disease. There were equivalent numbers of children in both arms that received doxorubicin. So this is the event-free survival at a median follow-up of 34 months from the date of a randomization, two-year EFS at cisplatin 86% and cisplatin and STS 89%, and the overall survival with the same follow-up. The database was looked at again last month. Two-year overall survival in the cisplatin group of 91.4% and cis and STS of 97.7%. The acute adverse events were as expected. You can see there was no grade 4 toxicity, and we were pleased that there was only one patient with hypernatremia, which was reversible in the STS group. The STS is a very high dose of salt in these very young children. It's 20 grams per meter squared, and that is why we decided to not treat those under 1 month of age. They need to have a good GFR to be able to clear the salt. So our conclusions are that it is safe to deliver sodium thiosulfate for otoprotection in standard-risk hepatoblastoma treated according to the SAPEL 6 regimen, that in our study there is no evidence of tumor protection. Results for the audiology primary endpoint will be available next year, and the interim results for the first 68 patients was centrally reviewed pure tone audiometry at or above 3.5 years of age. We're encouraging, but the IDMC has asked us not to present those to you. And I would like to thank all participating families, professionals, and centres and countries for participating in this study. It's taken a long time to get here, but we will get there. I would particularly like to thank Rudolf Maybach, our statistician from Bern, Switzerland, and Margaret Childs, our trial coordinator from Leicester. And without Professor Edward Newalt and the Oregon team, we would not have been able to launch this study or carry out this study or continue this study. Thanks too to Fennec, a wonderful team, for providing STS throughout, and Chenika, another wonderful team, that provide us and support us with the database. And this trial would not have been possible without every single country individually finding sponsorship and getting charity funding to run this in their country. So thank you to all the countries that participated.